Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guests, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. If there's a young person in your life, you will definitely be interested in today's author. Nishi Singhal has written A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind, a beautifully illustrated children's book with a wonderful message. Nishi is here to tell us more. Nishi, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you, Linda. So excited to be here.
Nishi, will you please give us a quick overview of A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind?
Of course. This book, A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind, is definitely about understanding what the present moment is and how we can live more from that place. Of course, it is a children's book, so it is set with the mind goal of wanting to teach children of this beautiful concept of living in the present moment. And it does that by introducing two characters that I'm calling Heart and Mind, and how they can essentially work together so that heart's sparks of joy and mind's logical practicality can be balanced and help the child see how a most beautiful and magical life can come through for them.
Your bio says that you're an intuition coach and a yoga instructor. So what gave you the idea to write a children's book?
That's a really great question. In the summer of 2019, I had taught a kids yoga workshop where we not only went through different poses and the different, you know, flows that we could take on our yoga mat, but we also learned when and where we can use our breaths, how we can also integrate mindfulness practices in our everyday life. And honestly, that experience was both so helpful for me to integrate my own yoga practice into my own day-to-day life, but also it really showed me that kids are very, very smart and they're very, very intuitive. And I really wanted to essentially carry that lesson that I felt and that the kids had felt in that two-month yoga workshop and package it in a book, which is this book, A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind.
Did you write A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind for any specific age group?
So definitely keeping these kids in mind that the yoga workshop that I had taught to, these were 4 to 11-year-olds whose parents were very into practicing yoga and meditation. So they had also, you know, started teaching their children meditation and yoga as well. So I was thinking of this age group. The reading level for this book is third grade level. But I really find that even my own nephew, who's 4 years old, can receive so much from this book, anything from the beautiful illustrations to the fun questions that I have at the end, and definitely up to 11 years old of understanding this lesson of presence. So me, even being 32 years old, as I read this book, I learn so much from it, as well as other adults that I talk to. So the age group that I was thinking of were definitely young children, but I think anyone at any age can also enjoy this book.
Nishi, in your synopsis, you say your book teaches children how their heart and mind can work together. Now, to me, that sounds a bit complex. So how do you convey this message to someone so young?
Yeah, so the way I wanted to convey this message was to go ahead and introduce basically the characters of Heart and Mind. I grew up with my mom being a school teacher, and I had seen the power that storybooks and stories have, along with, of course, very colorful illustrations. So having a character named Heart, and I start the book by describing what the heart does, what the heart is really good at. And then, of course, having the character Mind also describing what the mind is good at, what the mind likes to do, but also what the mind is maybe not so good at as well. Introducing those characters and then having them interact with each other through the story that you will read in this book, for me, felt like the most accessible way for me to teach this lesson to children, especially since my writing style is very straightforward and accessible. So it's a really great way to actually apply this giant lesson of living in the present moment and allowing your own intuition to show up in your day-to-day life. I really got to break that down in this story.
Nishi, your illustrations in your book are very unique. Who is your talented illustrator?
They are beautiful. Her name is Lara Munoz. She lives in France with her husband and her daughter in the south of France, a beautiful location. And I had found her portfolio online, fell in love with her illustrations immediately. But then as I actually started chatting with her about this project that I had and she had read the story, she immediately felt called to work with me on this. She herself was working on teaching her own daughter, who is 4 years old, the lesson of mindfulness and bringing joy into her everyday life. So I was really excited to not only find a very talented illustrator, but also someone who really believed in the message as well.
Well, as you mentioned before, a friendship story was created to serve as a teaching tool, and you've included questions and exercises at the end to promote learning. Will you share a bit about that with us? What do those exercises consist of?
Yes. Yep. So there are two sections. We have discussion questions and we have exercises. I was wearing my yoga teacher hat on as I was creating these. These are really a way to further integrate the story that these children just read. So as you're turning over the page at the end of the story, they then get into reflecting back onto what they learned. So there's a series of questions that they can go through, but then actually practice what they learned as well. So how can they live in the moment? And also, how can they listen to their heart? How can they listen to their intuition? And what happens if their mind keeps speaking to them? So I wanted to list out, again, very practical ways for anyone, children, adults, anyone to really incorporate this lesson into their life. I wanted to leave them with exercises so that they knew, wow, the story felt so good, but I can also feel this way as well.
Nishi, now that you've published your first book, do you have plans to write another?
I actually do have a second story written, which goes into describing the present moment a bit more and how a young person can continue to practice catching, you know, when they're maybe in the past and they're worried about the past, or maybe if they're in the future and they're anxious about the future. So I have the story written and I've been excited to take on, you know, the next steps of putting that out there. But I really wanted to hear the feedback of how parents and kids and educators and everyone were enjoying this book, The Friendship Story, Heart and Mind, before I moved on with that second one.
Well, since this is your first book, who would you say has influenced your writing the most?
That is such a great question. You know, I really honestly have to say that as I was writing this, I found a lot of my own intuition coming out and my own creativity coming out. I found that the exercise of me writing the story down and me going through this process of publishing, it was really a gift to me and my own, you know, creative voice and my own intuitive voice, that I was finally giving it the microphone that it deserved, versus getting into my mind stories about how I needed to write and how I needed to publish. So as cheesy as that may sound, I do find that this story was completely written with my full heart, with my full intuitive voice. I do have to say that before I actually put pen to paper, as I was in my yoga classes and as I was laying on my yoga mat, a lot of the ideas and a lot of the words were coming to me in that place. And as I was laying and as I was relaxed and calm and I was out of my mind, so that when I did put pen to paper, it felt very, very easy. And it really felt like this authentic part of me that was coming out on a piece of paper.
Well, in my research, I also learned that you are the director of the Lively Community Foundation. Will you please share a bit about that with us?
Yeah, the Lively Community Foundation, it's an amazing organization, which is the mission of basically spreading well-being and wellness into the world, into our community, through offering free resources, offering free modalities and tools and online services that would help people realize that any sort of traumatic experience that they may have is not them, and they do not need to define themselves by it. So we really are in the business of helping people find their true well-being and their true wellness beneath all of the mind stuff, all of the mind experiences, especially when it comes to serious topics like trauma, and find their own intuitive spark and voice within. It's really no surprise that I had written a children's book on intuition, since this is really the work that I do day to day, and it's why I am so excited to work with the Lively Community Foundation.
What would you say has been the most rewarding experience for you since publishing A Friendship Story?
I will say just hearing all of the stories from the readers of people either are reading it with their child or with their niece or nephew, even just adults reading it to themselves, I'm really seeing how needed this book was in the world. And again, not just for children, but of all ages. So many people have said to me that the story was so simple, but the lesson was so deep. So I'm just so happy that I was able to write it in such a simple way that anyone is really able to understand it and apply it to their own life. So I think the biggest thing I've learned is, especially I think in the year of COVID and quarantine, is that this lesson of presence and this lesson of using your own intuition and listening to your own voice versus the mind thoughts, it's something that we all really need. And I'm really excited to put this out into the world.
Putting it into the words of someone of your target audience's age, what would you say is the primary message in A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind, that you want your young readers to remember?
I would love for the young readers to remember that, you know, it's really about listening to your heart. It's really about listening to yourself. And when you listen to your heart, when you listen to yourself, you can then take amazingly positive action based on what you just heard.
What a wonderful message. So now I get to ask, will you please read a short excerpt from A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind for our listeners?
Of course. So I will read pages 10 and 11 in the book. So we have the character of the mind. Mind kept thinking and thinking and walking and walking. Mind thought about going swimming. Then mind thought about how it wasn't a great swimmer. Then mind thought about how it should really take swimming lessons. Then mind thought about whether to take swimming lessons at the pool or at the lake. Then mind thought about, mind kept thinking and thinking until the sun started to set. Oh no, it's time for me to go home, but I didn't get to do anything fun.
Oh, we've all got to do something fun, right? So tell me, Nishu, where can we learn more about you and where can we purchase A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind?
I will tell you to go to my website. It's called Joy Parade. It's joyparade.co is the website. You'll find the link to the book. And for anyone interested, I also have a beautiful joy journal that's both for adults, but also a kids version that you can receive once you sign up for my email list. And I promise that once you sign up for the email list, I'll be sending you some lots and lots of fun exercises and goodies of just ways to realize that you're not your mind and intuition and presence is always, always available to you. So I definitely urge you to go to joyparade.co.
And that's joyparade.co, not com, correct?
Yes.
We've been talking with Nishu Singhal, author of A Friendship Story, Heart and Mind. Nishu, thank you for taking time to share your delightful children's book with us today. Your message is one that I believe all children should share. And I do hope that you'll come back and chat with us again when you publish your next book.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun. I appreciate it.
A Friendship Story is a beautifully illustrated book written in an easy, fun, and clever way to convey to children that anyone, young or old, can live more in the present and learn to let go of worry, stress, and anxious thoughts. So if you have young people in your life, please go to joyparade.co and order your copy today. And when you've finished, please leave a review. And also share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, the author show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.